Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to another report to your constituents.
Mike, thank you very much.
We're coming up on election time, and there are a lot of concerns that people have had recently about voter fraud and a lot of different manifestations of voter fraud in Pennsylvania. And some of it has to do with the way people are registered to vote in Pennsylvania and the way the state interacts with other states in terms of the voter rolls. So what's going on here? What are some of your thoughts about this?
Mike, I sit on the government committee, that the state government committee in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and House of Representatives, that's looking at voter fraud issues and candidly the sanctity of the voting process, because that is of the utmost concern. So over the past year, we've identified a number of circumstances that we have identified voter fraud and or the potential for voter fraud. And I'll give you an example. And we deal with this as a constituent issue fairly regularly now. Previously, the Department of Motor Transportation, or the DMV, would sit there, and when you did the drop-down menu for the renewal of your driver's license, it would ask you, are you registered to vote? And then people would say, well, no, I'm not. It didn't ask if you were a citizen first. And as a result, we had many people who were not citizens who said that they were not registered to vote, and then the Department of Motor Vehicles allowed them to then go ahead and register to vote. When that person then went to apply to become a citizen, one of the questions it asked, have you ever voted before? And if the answer is yes, and there is a way to double check that in case someone would decide to be less than honest, they then find out that they're no longer eligible to become a citizen. So that was how we first became aware of the major concern. Then the second issue that is, I think, probably the most troubling was a situation in which we had asked the governor to cooperate with the other states and provide our voter rolls to some of the other states so that we could cross-reference to see those people that might be registered in two different states or more. And we were not successful in that approach, although we are continuing to pursue that so that we can, in fact, scrub the voter rolls to see who are registered to vote in multiple jurisdictions. And I'm not trying to be funny here, but you're only allowed to vote once at one time. Apparently, at least until after you die, you can vote as often as you want at that point. But again, I'm only kidding. But I'll give you an example. In those two examples alone of the voter registration through the motor vehicles, and then the other one through the cross-referencing of the different voter roll polls and data with the multiple states. The first one with the Department of Motor Vehicles, we know, was over 21,000 voters that happened to. In the second case, with the cross-referencing with other states, the estimates, and we don't have any concrete information yet because we haven't done it, is well over 200,000 voters. Just with those two alone, it's extensive documentation of problems with the sanctity of the voter process, which we need to ensure is done in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So we need to look at the voter integrity across the board to include outside interference is obviously inappropriate, as well as a breakdown in the procedures and internal controls that are needed in order to be able to make sure that the people who should be voting are in fact voting in the elections.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.